And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 1st of September, 2015. It's the anniversary of the attack that began World War II. 1939, Hitler sent his army into Poland. He claimed it was a counterattack, that the Poles had started the whole thing, but in reality, the Polish troops had simply moved up to their own border to try to defend it against German troops who had been moving to the Eastern Front for weeks. Hitler had just signed a treaty with the Soviet Union, which surprised everybody. They had been sworn enemies, but their intention was to carve up Poland, Germany getting the western third, the Soviets taking the rest. Britain and France, allied with Poland, entered the war 2 days later, but by then it was too late. The German army, within 6 days, had taken Krakow, and within 10, they were outside Warsaw. It's the birthday of Edgar Rice Burroughs, born Chicago, 1875. He was a pencil sharpener salesman when he decided to try his hand at writing for pulp magazines, and he created the popular character Tarzan, King of the Apes, who was an aristocratic English boy named John Clayton, lost in the jungles of West Africa, adopted by kindly great apes after his parents die. It was an instant success, Tarzan. Book came out in 1914. In the end, more than 40 Tarzan novels, comic books, Hollywood movies, which made Burroughs very unhappy because in the movies, Tarzan was a sort of savage, whereas in the books, he is a very erudite and wealthy heir to a noble English fortune. And it was on this date in 1850 that P.T. Barnum brought Jenny Lind to New York. Jenny Lind, the Swedish nightingale, gifted soprano, wildly popular in Europe. And when her ship docked in New York City, 30,000 people came to meet her. P.T. Barnum paid her $1,000 a performance plus expenses, paid it all in advance for 150 concerts. And Jenny Lind signed on because she wanted to raise money to endow some schools in Sweden and give money away to local charities. She was famous for that. Here's a poem for today by Daniel Hoffman entitled Ants. Theirs is a perfection of pure form. Nobody but has his proper place and knows it. Everything they do is functional. Each foray in a zigzag line, each prodigious lifting of 32 times their own weight, each excavation into the earth's core, each erection of a crumbly parapeted tower. None of these feats is a private pleasure, none of them done for the sake of the skill alone. They've got a going concern down there, a full egg hatchery, a wet nursery of aphids, a trained troop of maintenance engineers, sanitation experts, a corps of hunters and butchers, an army, a queen. Each is nothing without the others, each being a part of something greater than all of them put together, a purpose which none of them knows, since each is only the one thing that he does. There is a true consistency toward which their actions tend. The ants have bred and inbred to perfection. The strains of their genes that survive, survive. Every possible contingency has been foreseen and written into the plan. Nothing they do will be wrong. A poem titled Ants by Daniel Hoffman from Beyond Silence, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.